welcome to another Sunshine Radio podcast. And with me today is Harriet Dearden from NMITE. You see, I've said it correct. We'll ask again about what the NMITE actually stands for. Well, you are the development director.
That's right.
Of Hereford's brand new university. Oh, well, actually, there is something to do with the use of the term university, isn't there? Because it's not there yet, is it?
That's right. So we're a higher education institute. The NMITE stands for New Model Institute for Technology and Engineering.
There you are. It's been 10 years in the making, hasn't it?
That's right, yes. 10 years, lots of ideas, lots of people involved, lots of people investing in various ways, but we're open with our first few cohorts of students who are busy becoming engineers of the future.
I love the way you call them cohorts. Have they all settled into their student accommodation?
Yes, they have, yep.
Are you seeing hangovers?
They work very, very hard. They're in the studios 9 till 5, 5 days a week, so unlike your typical students, there's not a lot of time for a huge amount of partying.
I bet they're still finding some.
I'm sure they will.
So you've got a Future Skills Fair coming up. Now, this is open to anybody, not necessarily the students at the university, but you're acting as hosts for it, aren't
Absolutely,
you?
Absolutely, yes. So this is very much open to anyone who's interested in careers in any way, looking to change career or to find out more about jobs, whether they're in secondary education or FE college, or even sort of looking to shift careers. There's lots of information and employers you can come and talk to find out more about what's on offer in Herefordshire.
Now, you've worked in quite a few of the local businesses. Some of them are friends as well. We'll chat to the guys from Catherine Harrier in a bit. Also, All Pay and Avant-Garde Hairstyling are doing a workshop.
That's right.
Do you think they'll actually live be cutting people's hair?
I believe they may well be. Whether it'll be actual people or whether it'll be models remains to be seen.
You can volunteer for a free haircut. You don't know what you're going to get. But that's all about the training, isn't it? Now, this is on the 1st of February, 3 till 6 p.m.
Yes.
Which part of your campus, because it's spread very much out across the city, is this actually going to be taking place in?
So this is at our Blackfriars campus, which is right in the heart of the city, on Widemarsh Street, in the old hall there. So lots of space, a great building, a really good way to come and find out a little bit more about NMITE.
Now, watching that being developed, because it was a school before, and then all the redevelopment going on there, and that very much was where it started. Let's just talk briefly about Jesse Norman, MP for South Herefordshire. Huge, huge supporter and pusher of this. I bet he's quite proud of how it's come out.
I think he's very proud, yes. It's great to have his involvement. He, as you say, he's been a very strong supporter from the start, you know, since day one of the project, and has been excited to see where we've got to have students through the door, to have partners involved in things like this and in our the challenges that our students do. So yes, I think he's very pleased with the progress.
And what percentage of the size of the university have we reached, by the way? Is it 80% there? Is it 70%?
No, we're still we're around about 100 students in total in the student community. We're looking to get to 700 by 2028.
So quite a way.
It's
yeah.
Still yes, it's early days, but we're growing. It just takes time to grow, to develop, to people to be aware of that we're here, that what we're doing and what we're offering.
And the buildings are still going up, aren't they, as part of that?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
So if you're interested, not only in a career in Hereford, because there are more than just the local businesses that we mentioned, you need to get along. 1st of February, 3 p.m. start, NMITE. Also, of course, it's an opportunity for you to show off your facilities.
Exactly. Yes, we're very proud of our facilities. So we've got state-of-the-art engineering studios, lots of really cool equipment. We'll be doing a couple of workshops ourselves focusing on engineering. So that's a really good opportunity to kind of get a taste of, A, what kind of engineering careers are available, but also what it might be like to be a student at NMITE.
Yeah. If you want to check the website, go on.
www.nmite.ac.uk.
Is the place to go. You can email as well if you're interested in future skills. That is futureskills@nmite.ac.uk. See, I did that all right then.
Very good.
That wasn't bad, yeah. Or futureskills@nmite.ac.uk. If you want, you know, to be thinking about a career and you're unsure, it's the place to come. You might go in there going, oh, I'm going to go for hairdressing, and come out going, blimey, I could be a blacksmith. I could be working in electronics.
Absolutely. Big data, all these sort of areas that, you know, the future of work's really changing.
Yes, and we are now a data world, aren't we?
We're going to
chat to Allpay about the future of data. I suppose, as a country, as a UK, less manufacturing than we were in the 70s, more We're more electronic commerce now. That's and I think probably Britain leads the way in that. Britain leads the way in many things, doesn't it?
It does indeed.
We invented the light bulb, Swan, before Edison. Go check it out. It's all on YouTube. But possibly we could find the next big electrical engineer through NMI.
That could well be the case. Let's hope so.
We've got, kind of gone all around the houses here. Let's get back to the fact that the Skills Fair is the 1st of February. And, well, thank you, Harriet, for having a chat about that. We're also going to talk to Angie Lloyd from Allpay. Brilliant local company that are going to be doing some workshops as part of the day is Allpay. And from Allpay, to talk data and to talk analytics and the future of how tech is going to affect you and how maybe you might want to have a career in it is Angie Lloyd. Hello, Ange.
Hi.
Your company, I jokingly almost sort of call it Area 51 of Herefordshire because it's quite a clandestine sort of building. A lot of fascinating and high security things go on in there. Fascinating.
Yes.
Credit cards are made there, aren't they?
Yes.
So the security level of people that get into that department for security clearance, I guess, is quite high.
It's very high. And it's all down to audit. So there's certain standards that Visa and MasterCard, who we produce cards for, hold the company too. So we have to make sure that these things are in place and make sure everything is secure. So even when we're moving down around things in the building, we even lock down the building. So because of these audits that we have to adhere to, it just makes sure that we're doing everything as best as we can. And we're very, very successful in doing that as well.
Do you have to leave your mobile phone at the door sort of thing?
Yes. Or in a locker? The guys there will have to leave their phones, Apple Watches, anything digital on the side just to ensure that no risk is going to happen while they're in there working.
That's not Allpay does, though, is it?
Not at all.
Just give a quick overview of the company.
Yeah, okay. So they're the market leader of bill payment solutions for local governments and councils and utilities. We also deal with prepaid cards, and obviously we touch the card payment solutions. So the prepaid cards part of it, you might remember, just after COVID, there was the Shop Local card.
Yeah.
Allpay was involved in that. So trying to support the high street and local businesses and getting everyone back into that. So the council worked with Allpay to get those cards out to residents so that we could, you know, get the high street back going again. So they are a market leader in those things. And social responsibility is a real big core of what Allpay do. And when it comes down to innovation and looking at our products, it's kind of where we shine. And because we are able to do things in-house and have various departments that are in development, design, customer service, and marketing like myself, there, that means that we can get a solution and communicate it very, very quickly. So one of the things that we did with the prepaid cards is to get emergency funding out for people in hardship during COVID if they couldn't access their cash. And we've also done a scheme with Ukrainian families. So when they don't have a bank account, the government councils can give them the money that they need. And we've enabled that.
Oh, that's great. That's really, really good. Helping the Ukrainians.
Yeah.
So you will be doing, well, I don't think you'd be personally doing
Not
it.
Not me, no, unfortunately, but my fantastic colleague.
Okay, in quotes, will be doing a data and analytics workshop. Any ideas what that's going to be showing off that the company does?
Yeah, so my colleague, Liam James Fagg, is going to be doing a workshop on the data and insights, and it will give you the opportunity to experience the increased importance of data in the 21st century world. So we all deal with data day to day, and I work in marketing and I deal with data every day. And I think when someone says to anyone, oh, you know, I'm into data analytics, you think, oh, math, something really big, prestigious.
Spreadsheets.
But that might not necessarily be the case. So we use data in marketing, we use data in product development, we use it in security, we use it in monitoring. So there's lots of different things that we can do, and we are a very, very data-focused future, I think. So that's where our strengths come in. And hopefully Liam will be giving a nice, inspiring 20-30-minute workshop on these things and give a good taster into a career.
And encouraging people, to enter that as a career move.
Yes.
Britain has gone really from manufacturing to tech, hasn't it?
Yes.
So much so. In fact, we are tech
very
leaders.
Quickly. And I think the COVID pandemic really excelled a lot of businesses into, okay, if we're not in tech, that's where we need to be. Yeah. And so we've seen a big rise and, you know, we're becoming more and more familiar with it in our day-to-day lives. Mm. So I think, you know, in terms of, you look over the last century or so and, you know, jobs, core jobs, you know, in the future, I think data and technology is where most of those careers will end up.
So if you're interested in Allpay, don't forget to go check them out when you're there at the Future Skills Fair. And the data and analytics workshop is 4 till 5pm.
Yes.
Thank you, Angie.
Thank you.
I'm here with Hattie and Lucy from Catherine Harriet, who will be there on the Future Skills Fair Day, because N might want to move not just through engineering, but into all kinds of walks of life. And care is one of the things they want to get into, isn't it?
So I believe, yes. Yeah. So we're a local business with local roots. And what we want to do is try and show the younger generation that there's a career progression in care. So it's really important that we can provide inspiration and insight into this to help them. And being part of NMITE allows us to do this and support them as well. Part of our workshop is hand hygiene. So I'll do a little presentation on infection control, but the fun part of it is the hand hygiene. So we will be having some UV hand gel with a UV light, and you'll be asked to put the cream on your hands, go and wash your hands, and when you come back, we'll shine the light on them and see how well you've actually washed your hands.
And I bet you a lot of people won't either, will they? Be able to wash their hands properly?
Not properly. It's you need to wash them, you know, for a really good while. To be able to get all the bacteria and everything else that you'll probably see when you come back.
I wonder if anybody will want to borrow some for the next hotel visit they do. Yeah. Listen, ladies, you will be there 3:30 till 4:30. Mm-hmm. And that is at the Future Skills Fair. Find out more by checking out NMITE's website. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.